from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Throw one piece of sound out there and then maybe start grabbing a call or two. But how about...
Give it to us.
He talks a lot about Jordan Love. Let's go to how did Brock Purdy play against the Green Bay Packers? Chris Sims.
He's damn good, but there's some things still, you know. If you went back, okay, Jordan Love had the two interceptions at the end of the game. Jordan Love in that game played better than Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy should have thrown 7 interceptions in that game. He got lucky that night. We'd all be talking differently if there's Green Bay could catch. I mean, it was not a good night, let alone, right, that game. There's other games, too.
All right, that's where we're going to start.
And go ahead.
It's hard for me to imagine Chris Sims saying that without thinking about Kyle Shanahan telling Chris Sims, yeah, he wasn't very good. We got lucky against the Packers. We Brock got a lot of breaks. How do you say that if you're Chris Sims? We know you have a relationship with Shanahan. Don't we have to assume Shanahan thinks a little bit like that?
There's no doubt.
Not that he stinks or anything, but maybe as you pump the brakes a little bit.
And how about this? Also, I don't think Chris is worried about messing up his friendship with Kyle.
Doesn't sound like it.
It almost is like, do me a solid, man. But, you know, you make fun of me, Stoney, when I come in and say I watch the games again and I watched that game a million times, and Chris is right. Now, 7, that's a little high. It didn't happen. He won the game. But I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, is when you bring up Brock Purdy's name, I always talk about the movie script, Mystery Relevant. It's always been positive. All of a sudden now, with the CBS sports, they did a little, we vote Brock Purdy to have the biggest regression this season. And you hear things like that. I'm not going to say jealousy, but I am shocked that all of a sudden that's kind of not at the doorstep of Brock, but you're hearing people say, you know what? I'm not so sure.
I just think the money is so big and it just, it makes people think of how can you pay somebody $50 million, no matter who it is, without thinking, is he worth it? Trevor Lawrence just got what he got. Is he worth that? I mean, I'm seeing some texts on the Xfinity mobile text line that that's too much for Trevor Lawrence, but he got it. So where does that leave the 49ers and Brock Purdy, if anywhere? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's start with Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man? What do you got?
Good. How you doing, Steiny, Guru? Hey. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Great show.
Thanks, man.
I think that Purdy will get just as much. And, you know, this national media, one guy starts hating on Purdy, then they all start doing right. it. They have not done their homework. A glaring statistic last year for Purdy was completions beyond 20 yards. He was almost 67%. The next guy in line to him was Mahomes at 37%. That's a glaring thing that they missed. Right. He reads defenses great. He's tough. He's a winner. He reads defenses great. He hangs in the pocket till the last minute. You know, when did we start using the coach as, you know, a quarterback, measuring a quarterback? I mean, you could say the same thing about Montana, that he had Rice and Taylor to throw to, and Bill Walsh schemed people open better than anybody in the history of the game. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
So, I mean, it's the stuff on Purdy, the guy, you guys have Greg Cosell on, he studies film for a living.
Right.
He has nothing but great things to say about Purdy, you know? So, I mean, I'll take it something like from Greg Cosell. These national media people, you can have them. They don't do their homework.
Fair
you know
enough.
What I mean?
Yeah,
you
thanks, Dennis. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was me.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Dennis. That's my
That's
fault.
A hell of a stat, Stein. If he ain't no dink and dunker, and, you know, I'll just use this example. Norm's in Union City. You've been to the house. The neighbor sold their house. $1.2 million
oh, nice.
In the Union. The house is not worth, it's a nice house.
Right.
It's not worth $1.2 million. But it is.
Wait, what was her name again? It's the woman, right?
No, it's the man to the right. They're still there. Sue.
Oh, the woman. The woman's still there to the left.
To the left. Yeah.
So this is the guy on the right.
But anyway, it's just like this quarterback market. We can sit up here and say diddly squat or diddly poo. There's no way in the world Trevor Lawrence is worth that. But the market is telling you he is. So again, that's a stat for that ass right there. The one he said, and the next one was Mahomes at 37%. But I guess my question is, what type of year would Brock have to have in a bad way to erase the good he's done and for the Niners to say that this year will supersede the two that you previously had? I'm looking at the chessboard like I don't know. I don't think he's going to fall off like that.
Well, I don't either. I mean, the system, the 49ers, what does a bad year for Purdy even look like? He makes all the throws he's got to make.
Yep.
He doesn't force a lot, so it's not like he's going to throw one touchdown and three interceptions a game for seven games. They don't play like that. They run it a lot, so his turnover total is probably going to be down. He's smart.
I got you. I hear you.
He may be limited more than some other more athletic quarterbacks, but he can process. In other words, I don't know what a bad year looks for with him, like 25 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. I don't know, but I don't think it's going to look like he's incompetent. Let me run this one by you. Our friend Lori in Phoenix. Chris Sims is that friend that thinks he knows more than he does. Kyle would never share that kind of information with Chris. He's pompous and misinformed.
Really? I love Lori. She had a picture on Twitter with her cat. I feel you, Lori, but do we really, really know?
That's the thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'll say this. If I'm Kyle Shanahan and I kind of hitch my wagon to this guy from North Dakota State, which was just a flame out, and the blowback I got was embarrassing, it was such a big miss. Some people lose their job on it. And Mr. Irrelevant steps up from Iowa State, does what he does. Stoney, I got to believe all those sleepless nights I had when I still had Trey and I was trying to figure out a game plan for Trey and he still didn't look like he had the goods. How much of that has Purdy not been paid for when you talk about him just taking over the reins and getting you to the Super Bowl and having the success the year before? I'm like, that's got to mean, I mean, how much is that worth?
Well, let me put this out there, because you said he got him to the Super Bowl. I remember when we said that about Jimmy Garoppolo, a lot of people kind of took issue with, he didn't get him there. He was the quarterback and the team got there. I don't know how we judge Purdy. Listen, Purdy's really good on the Niners. He's really good with this team and these weapons right now. I don't think it's unfair
to close your eyes and try to imagine what he's going to be like in a couple years with fewer weapons. That's a decision the 49ers are going to have to make. And again, it's not unfair to ask that question because I guarantee you the Niners are asking themselves that question. But at some point, if you think the guy is the guy, it's clear you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, even if it's more than you want to or more than people think he should get paid.
Yeah. And Oh, go ahead.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. I want to know how you feel about this, Goo. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. You know, a lot of haters, a lot of Brock Purdy haters out there, man. But at the end of the day, man, I'm judging him on what I have seen, and he has been really great. I don't care about where he was drafted. I don't care how far he can throw. I don't care about his timeline numbers. He has performed at the highest level. P for Purdy and P for performance. Like, that's what we got to judge him on. And, yeah, he's way better than Trevor Lawrence. He got to be a top five quarterback, man, like I said. His record speaks for itself, and other quarterbacks have been up in here, and they have not done as well as him. So he passes the almighty eyeball test, y'all.
Hold on now. Antonio, I'm going to – you think Brock Purdy is a top five quarterback?
I sure do. He showed me. I don't care about if you put him on this team, what would he do? All I know is he's on this team. That's all I
know. Antonio, let me hit you with this one before we let you go. Why did the I'm just asking you a question. Why did the Niners offense look pedestrian during the playoff run, including the Super Bowl?
You know, I think people just, they outplayed him, man. Like, you know, Brock Purdy kind of struggled a little bit at times. It happens. You know, every quarterback in history of football has struggled in playoff games, man. I mean, Tom Brady's the GOAT. He didn't even score a touchdown in the Super Bowl in the first quarter, I think, in 9 out of 10 Super Bowls. I mean, it happens. Nobody's going to score 3 touchdowns every quarter. Never happens.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff, eh? Good to hear from you again, too, by the way.
I'm not Chris Sims, Stoddy, but that's a question I ran by you, Evan, and Spadoni, and I'm not putting it at the doorstep of Brock Purdy, who, again, the Super Bowl was one of his better games during this playoff run, but for Chris Sims to kind of just stop and hone in on that Green Bay game, the what-ifs, but we've talked about it. The Right on the Table, brought to you by Atco. Where was that Niner offense during all three games? Like, I can't say I'm blaming Brock, but behind closed doors, is Kyle saying he missed? This didn't happen or what? I don't know, but it is a thought. And to hear Chris say that and go public with it, it's kind of a head scratcher.
415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says it is unfair. And I can only assume you mean when I say it's fair to wonder what Brock Purdy's going to be 2 or 3 years down the line with a different team around him. That is absolutely fair. You think that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch haven't thought that way? Now, they may think that way and say, you know what? We're comfortable with it. Yeah. We're going to pay him. But the question's got to be asked. And you'd be delinquent if you wouldn't. You can't be in a front office. You cannot be in a 49er front office right now. You think they haven't at least talked about, you know, when we pay Purdy, the team's going to, around him is going to probably change a little bit. Let's think about what that may look like. Of course they're asking themselves that question. Again, they may have determined already that we're not afraid of that and he can elevate us and all that kind of stuff, but they got to ask that question.
No doubt, but what if I share this with you and I want your response, Donnie? Yeah. What if the trading, if it does happen on my scorecard, you're talking 24, 36 months, I'm not mad. You got to ask that question. What if they already know it and if Brandon Ayuk is traded, they've given us that answer of, you know what, Goo? It's tiny. I heard y'all tend to do, and it's a fair question. Down the road, well, we're down the road now because we feel like we got the answers to that question, and that's why we feel like we're going to penny pinch with Brandon Ayuk, and Brock Purdy can still be excellent without the services of number 11.
I think if the 49ers don't, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't get extended this offseason, I don't know what happens. I don't know if he gets traded. I don't know if they just tell him to come in under his old deal. I don't know. But if Brandon Ayuk doesn't get a contract extension this year, doesn't that have to indicate they are going to pay Purdy?
That's all I'm saying.
I know. I would make that connection.
Blank checks, Donnie.
Yeah. What about 49er fans? Would that be an easy A to B for you guys if the next thing, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't come to terms with the Niners this year on an extension, wouldn't that mean that Purdy's the man.
Yeah, they're pretty confident.
I would meet you halfway there for sure. Let's go to Michael in Cortland. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
So when I saw the Trevor Lawrence contract yesterday, I was in the camp of, yes, Brock Purdy's going to be getting paid his bag, especially after the year he had last year. But then when I looked at the numbers of Trevor Lawrence's deal, it kind of had me take a step back a little bit and walk back my thoughts of whether or not should we even pay Brock Purdy, because if we give him $55 million a year, $200 million guaranteed, then you can kiss a lot of players goodbye. To answer your question, what our team might look like when we pay Brock Purdy, if we do pay Brock Purdy, it's going to look like 2017 all over again, because we can't really afford to pay anybody, given that we just paid our quarterback $55 million a year. We're going to give our quarterback $55 million a year and give him $200 million guaranteed. We're going to have the guys of the ilk of the likes of Jerome Simpson at wide receiver, who we had, and the Kendrick Bournes and things like that, because we won't be able to afford anybody. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to remain in the playoffs every single year, or do you want to hope to make the playoffs every single year? Because we still have yet to find the answer on the opposite side of Nick Bosa, who you could possibly kiss goodbye. Should we pay Brock Purdy this amount of money? Like, what I'm saying is, do you want a team around a young quarterback, or do you want to not have no team at all and a quarterback that's making $55 million a year?
Go ahead.
Thank you. And then Trent Williams is also going to not be here, and we have to find a replacement for him. And then Javon Hargrave, there goes our run defense, et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, we have yet to find that opposite. We have yet to find the answer on the opposite side of Nick Bosa. You know what I mean? That's my overall point. Like, do you want to have a team like we have now for the next 10 years, or do you want to have a quarterback and no team at all?
Appreciate the call. I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm not here to say they should do this or he's worth this or anything like that. But if you're going to tell me that the top five quarterbacks are getting 50 plus million, when I think of a top quarterback, I think of a guy who, because you have him on your roster, it ensures you a certain amount of success. Patrick Mahomes, even if it's Mahomes and he doesn't have a lot of good pieces around him, you know what? Chiefs are probably going to win 10 games. You would figure, because he's that good. All right, is Lamar Jackson like that? Regular season.
Baltimore feels that way, I believe.
I kind of feel that way, too.
Joe Burrow, too.
Okay, so now we get to Burrow. And all right, now we get to questions like, well, what about a guy like Rodgers? I know he's old. What about Justin Herbert? Is he that guy? And then you have to ask, all right, is Purdy one of those guys? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't know how good he is. I don't know if he can, you know, I'm not saying he hasn't, but has he elevated the 49ers? I know he elevated them over Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I get that.
It's tough, I think.
And that was a fan, and so much of me wants to say, from a fan perspective, Stoney and Evan, it's not your damn money. And why do we have GM of the year? Because you got a plan. You got to map out and see down the road and put things away for a rainy day. We talk about all this stuff that goes into a draft, developing a player. And then when that player pops, I always thought it was prestigious to be able to give a guy a contract, you know, like the top five that are paid. So I'm looking at it as, like, that guy that just called, he's all, I don't want to use scared, but he's sports scared about, oh my God. But isn't that what it's about? When the Warriors gave Curry all that money, that was symbolic of, dude, we got it right. You've done everything. You're a cornerstone. So I say all that to say, is if the Niners feel like, and they may already have that answer, Stoney, that Brock is one of those dudes, you pay that money.
Well,
you don't pull the plug and say, well, we need that, you know?
I do think there's a big difference, though, because in the NBA, the Warriors, for a while, could pay Curry and pay Clay and pay Durant, and they can pay everybody. I know it's not our money. What do we care? But every football fan knows that if the San Francisco 49ers pay Brock Purdy $50 million, a year after he was making $1 million, you're going to have to deal with other players. I mean, you just are. And I get it. Lynch and Shanahan and Marate, they got all kinds of levers to pull and ways to finagle, but there's no way around that if Brock Purdy goes from $1 million to $50 million, that it's not going to have an impact on the rest of the roster and to a significant degree. And
we could be watching that play out right now with Ayuk. But Stanley, I'll follow up with this. Right now, I mean, how tiresome must it be to first identify a quarterback in the college ranks, draft him, and then have him pop? I just find it hard. Joshua Dobbs, like, what do the Niners have in this early? Because we know it's his season. But I just don't see a scenario to where, as a head coach, I would want to go away for something that's been damn near perfect from a team standpoint, and that's been Brock Purdy since the inception.
I mean, the other wild card, and we know it because we've watched the Niners for 7 years, is
Kyle
Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, how would you categorize him with quarterbacks? You know what I mean? Like, I would say, yeah, Kyle's kind of fickle with his quarterbacks.
Well, I don't think he's had a top tier one yet.
And some
of that is his doing because he identified Trey Lance. So has he really been fickle?
Well, how much of this
dealing with a nickel?
How much of this success is Purdy and how much is Shanahan? And I get it. Well, we don't do that with any other. Shanahan is the greatest schemer in the NFL, well, that becomes part of the reason why Purdy's so great. And then how do you measure that?
Is it risky to think you could keep duplicating it? That would be my question to Kyle. If in a year from now they choose to go down that road, I don't think they would.
Well, I also think that might, depending on how you look at that, that may be a factor. And it's maybe Kyle Shanahan looks at Purdy and says to John Lynch, do you know how lucky we got? Do you know how lucky we got? If we had not drafted Brock Purdy, we might not be here.
No doubt.
So we got a bird in the hand right now. And okay, he might not be Mahomes, but I mean, he wins. So let's not mess with this. I don't care. If we got to overpay him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.